From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Robert Siegel.
And I'm Audie Cornish. Now, reaction to the Supreme Court's rulings on gay marriage. We're going to hear what some religious leaders think. First, to New York City's Stonewall Inn, where the court's decision set off celebrations. The bar was the site of riots that launched the gay rights movement 44 years ago. Today, the inn opened early. A crowd waited for word on the rulings. Anna Sale of member station WNYC was there.
Joanne Shane and her wife, Mary Jo Kennedy, have been waiting for this decision for years, and they wanted to be at the Stonewall Inn when the news broke.
We just want to be here because it's in witness history.
The couple were plaintiffs in an early court challenge for gay marriage in New York. They married the day it became legal in the state 2 years ago. This morning, they stood outside the Stonewall with posters as their 24-year-old daughter closely monitored her phone.
As the minutes go by and the word gets out, we'll know whether it's all good, partly good, a disaster. Hopefully, it'll be good.
Just after 10 a.m., there was news. People crowded into the Stonewall to hear the details. Every TV was turned to CNN. Champagne started flowing. Ashley Louise took a swig and wiped away tears.
I knew this day was coming, but for a really long time it seemed really, really far away. It's just so nice. It's like a weight kind of got lifted that I don't feel like I'm a second-class citizen anymore.
In the lull between decisions, people stared at their phones. Then there were tweets that the California case was dismissed and puzzled looks about what that meant. Until a gay marriage lawyer explained it on TV.
Marriage equality will be the law throughout this land.
The news that couples could marry again in California prompted more rounds of drinks and wide smiles. But for the already married couples in the crowd, the real thrill was knowing their country now considers them married too. Mike Lawler is a former legislator from Connecticut who just married his husband, David Zacor, last weekend.
If one of us died, no benefits. If one of us was not a United States citizen, you know, all that has changed overnight. DOMA is the big victory, and let the other states fight it out.
Those fights are for another day. Tonight, it's all about celebrating at the Stonewall Inn. For NPR News, I'm Anna Sale.